Test technology ahead of time. Okay, this seems like a no-brainer, but you'll be surprised how many virtual meetings I have attended that technology does not work. So I'm letting you know, with more and more virtual meetings happening in the business world, it is critical that you take at least 15, 20 minutes prior to the meeting to make sure everything is working. It sucks when you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waste precious time because tech is not working. Meeting timing. Okay, now that you're doing more virtual meetings, you gotta be really careful with how long your meetings are running for. You don't have the luxury of people giving a 5-minute break and going to the washroom and getting up, or even doing exercises that you're all in a room together live, which breaks up monotony. Virtual meetings can sometimes be very monotonous, so try to stick to an hour max 2 hours. And if you have to, break things up and have multiple virtual meetings. Turn on video. So if you're using any type of program like Microsoft Teams, Skype, BlueJeans, Zoom, go to meetings, whatever platform you're using. There's always an option for video. Turn it on. Have you ever been in a video where everyone is just on the call? You know how hard it is to actually understand what people are doing because body language is so powerful. It's kind of like you're having a meeting in a dark room. That's not helpful, nor is it effective or efficient. So you have the video, you have video capability. Don't make it a guideline, make it a rule, make it mandatory. Turn the video on. You'll be surprised. Study shows you get more information by actually seeing people in front of you. Use icebreakers. Okay, with virtual meetings, you already have a disadvantage of being really far apart from everyone and you're only connected through video, right? With everyone. Now, with regular meetings, live meetings, you have the ability to chit-chat, to discuss things with people before the meeting starts. You don't have that same opportunity, so I really do highly recommend you just interject slight icebreakers just to get everyone kind of connected and together. It really does make a difference and keeps the distance that you already have, which is already a big distance to begin with, a lot smaller and more connectivity as a team.